Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Maurice Martin, M-A-U-R-I-C-E-M-A-R-T-I-N. Date of birth is 6/10/1968. Date of accident 12/15/2021. And date of service is 12/17/2021. Mr. Maurice Martin is a victim of an automobile accident and he was recently injured. And this is a new patient visit. He reports of chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, chest, and legs. Patient reports that his pain started from 12/15/2021 from the accident. And he's trying to come to see the doctor because of the pain just now. And he needs some relief. He alleges every symptom to this particular accident. History of automobile accident. On 12/15/2021 at around 3:45 p.m., the patient was involved in an automobile accident as a restaurant driver. He was traveling in a 2009 Chevy Malibu and was hit by a Range Rover Jeep truck. He was traveling at 15 miles. The other vehicle was at 75 to 80 miles. Accident occurred on Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L, and Rivard, R-I-V-A-R-D. He was trying to turn left onto Rivard. The other car came off from Russell and hit at 80 miles an hour without stopping. It was a front-end collision, leading to severe head injury to the steering wheel when the head impacted to the steering wheel, chest to the steering wheel. He says his tummy and pelvis did not injure, and both legs, including calf muscle, hit into the under the steering wheel and the dashboard. He reports that windshield cracked, the car was total, side mirror was cracked. There was a loss of consciousness for a few minutes. The airbags deployed. The patient was not restrained. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The patient was taken via ambulance to the hospital. He went to the ER DMC hospital for 3 hours. He remained. X-rays were done and a CT scan of the neck and head was done. They were found negative. Patient was provided medications and since then, he has not seen any doctor, physical therapy, or chiropractic person. So far, he has had x-rays and CT scan only. No MRIs have been done. History of presenting illness. The patient has been suffering from severe pain in the neck around 9. Mid-back pain is 8. Lower back pain in the middle and across is 8. He denies any radiation of pain to the arm, all the legs. He denies any numbness, tingling to the arm or legs or to the finger and toes. Pain in the both shoulder is around 7, and right shoulder has a difficult time moving beyond 90 degrees in abduction, and so is the right shoulder. The patient also has a dull pain in the chest, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, due to the steering wheel. He can walk up to 1 to 2 blocks. He can sit 1 to 2 hours, stand for 1 hour. He's barely able to sleep up to 3 hours. The pains are present several times a day, as throbbing, shooting, aching, heavy, and they are usually between 7 and 9. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, walking, driving, and improved by sitting and with medications. The patient denies any numbness, tingling, pins and needle, muscle weakness, or blood or bowel incontinence. He denies any subtle anesthesia, anxiety, depression, panic, or any lethargy, lightheadedness, weakness, or trouble walking. In addition, patient has no homicidal thought, suicidal thought, anxiety. He has only sleep problem. In addition, patient has severe headaches which are located into the front and back, and they are 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. They're mild, constant, not sensitive to light or noise, associated with nausea but not with vomiting, seizure, or aura. Additional symptom of TBI patient reports that he's suffering from dizziness and a room spinning and vertigo, loss of consciousness that happened at the time of accident. He has a severe ringing in both ears, loss of balance, but no loss of hearing. He feels like walking drunk. He has a forgetfulness, loss of memory, disorientation, confusion, loss of concentration. He suffers from nightmares, fearful of the event, PTSD, nausea, blood vision. Denies any spots in the vision, loss of vision field. He denies any incontinence of the urine bowel or any erectile dysfunctions. In the ADL, patient reports that walking, standing are affected 9, doing laundry is affected 8, running is affected 7, doing yard work is affected 6. History of the past MRIs and X-rays, only CT scan and X-rays were done at DMC hospital. Past treatment only on the day of accident when patient went to the DMC ER. System review is completely negative. And past surgical history, none. Allergies, none. Family history, mother is alive, but medical problems he is not aware of. Father is deceased. He died, cause is not known. Siblings are alive. And one of the brothers has one lung only, which is operated, and one lung was removed for cause not known. Relationship status. Patient is single, and he lives alone, and he's not working currently. And he was not working before the accident. Employment status. And then disability patient is on disability due to the mental instability and back pain of previous. Current legal history, patient is using J.C. Auto Law for representing him. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 139 over 98. Heart rate, 69. Respiratory rate is 17. Temperature, 98.5. Height is 5'6". Weight, 145. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is as follows. The general review, 53-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, and is sitting comfortably, and is well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. The patient doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. The patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile and independent without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the physical examination will be from the template, which includes the neurological examination that is normal, as well as the musculature examination that is also normal, except for paraspinal muscles being in spasm and tender from C2 to L5 bilaterally. In the chest examination, please do mention that the breath sounds are diminished, as well as the chest expansion is diminished, and patient has a generalized pain in the sternal region of the chest on palpation and on deep palpation. Rest of the musculature is normal tone, bulk, and contraction, except for the paraspinal region. In the musculoskeletal examination, it is found that on inspection, entire spine is normal with the normal curvature, no scars are noticed. On palpation, there is no scoliosis or abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, and no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is present C7 spine, T567, and L4, L5 spine, as well as bilateral sacroiliac joints. With the 1 plus hypertonicity and tenderness of the paraspinal muscles. In the range of motion cervical spine, range of motions are diminished. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 35, and rotation is 35. In the lumbar spine, range of motion is forward flexion 30, extension is 30, side flexion 15 bilaterally, and bilateral rotation is 10. Hyperextension was slightly painful upon 15 degrees. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman's sign was negative. Sperling sign is positive. Lermit test is positive. Destruction test positive. Soto Hall test is positive. Thoracic spine, Roos test is negative. Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg resin test positive bilaterally at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg rest test is positive. Breger test is negative. Kamm test negative. Femoral nerve stress test negative. Femoral nerve traction test is negative. The Valsalva maneuver is negative. Babinski test is negative. Sacroiliac joints are mildly tender bilaterally. Standing flexion test positive. Iliac compression test positive. Distraction test positive bilaterally. And Faber test is positive bilaterally. Nonsalant test is positive bilaterally. Trendelberg sign are positive. Extremities examination is from the template, completely normal. Please use the template. Diagnosis. V89.2XXD. CNS R51. R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments 54.0, chest, blunt chest trauma, rule out fracture of the sternum. Shoulder M25.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82. S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14, 54.08, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1. M54.17, 43.28, S33.5XXA. Examination of the both shoulders was deleted. Please add this examination because both the shoulders were abnormal, but rest of the joints, extremities are normal. On shoulder examination on both sides, right and left, on inspection, the shoulder appeared to be completely normal appearing, with no dislocation. On palpation, there are no tender spots. Notice no tenderness of the shoulder joint, AC joint, or posterior rotator cuff region. On special testing, it is found that Hawken-Kennedy test was positive bilaterally, with MTBR can test positive, speed test and near test being positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test was positive bilaterally. Muscle strength is 4/5 on upper extremity, and active motion is limited to 90 degrees of abduction bilaterally. Distally, however, elbow, hip, wrist are completely normal. So is the hip and knee and legs. Plan of care from template. The treatment plan for Morris Martin is from the template, which includes first paragraph, then physical therapy. Yes, patient is going to continue therapy, which has been ordered 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, mid-back, lower back, and shoulders bilaterally, along with traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program. Disability has been ordered for work housework replacement and transportation. Medications, non-narcotic medications are ordered. Patient is supplied with naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets for help with the anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Skelaxin 800 milligrams three times a day for help with the muscle relaxation to help bring some relief and early healing. Elevil 50 milligrams at night to help with the GAD disorder, sleep, depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and general pain relief. Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. Narcotic pain medications are provided to improve the pain and sleep as well as improve the ADLs. And patients provided with Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hours for 7 days, 14 tablets. Paragraph 4, non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other medical records. We were able to obtain the records from DMC Hospital, which did not offer much, except patient was begun on naproxen, lidocaine, and Tylenol, Caplet, and Robaxin. But these are the discharge papers that we have, but not the records from the hospital, which are ordered release. Interventional pain procedure, none are warranted. Surgical option, none. Neuropsych evaluation is on hold. The patient will be re-evaluated again in 7 days. Attended care case work is not warranted. Past medical records, again, ordered release. Investigations, no new investigation is being ordered. Patient will be evaluated on the next week to figure out what investigation will be necessary. DMEs, the patient is provided with the back brace and a tense unit to help. Education, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Disability, yes. Follow-up visit in 7 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.